Good morning, gentlemen. We all know the halacha based on the Gemara in Masechet Berachot, I believe, Daf Mem Gimel, that there's a special halacha, there's a special beracha acharona after you eat fruits from what we call Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean that they were planted in Israel. It means that it's the list of fruits that the Torah tells us are shevach Eretz Yisrael. Chita, seora, gefen, uteena, v'limon. Zet, shemen, udvash, which are the seven are wheat and barley, which is not really a sugya because anyways you say mezonot on those usually. You have a pomegranate, the date, the olive, the
grapes.
What else?
Figs.
And the figs. Chazak u'baruch. Tov. So you have those who say a special beracha acharona, val ha'etz val peri ha'etz. Okay. Now, what happened if somebody made a mistake? He's just learning the halachot. Says, you know what? The rabbi has been speaking so long about this berachot, I better start doing it. Fine. He makes a mistake, and he thinks that on star fruit, you do ala etz or al peri ha'etz. Is he yotze or not? We know for all the other fruits, we say borei nefashot. Is he yotze or not? In other words, does he have to say borei nefashot or not? Did the wrong beracha. So there's a very interesting Rambam and Mordechai who say the following. Really, the beracha of al ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz on apple, on oranges, etc., it's not chashuv enough to bring a full beracha like this on themselves. But when you say al ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz, it's not wrong. I mean, it kind of includes the orange, no? Peri ha'etz is the orange. So the Rambam says a very big chidush. He says, if you ate grapes and oranges, do you say two beracha acharona? Or do you say only one? Each one separately is two different beracha acharona. Al ha'etz for the grapes, and borei nefashot for the orange. He says, if they're together, you don't say borei nefashot. It's included in the alayetz v'al peri ha'etz. Shulchan Aruch is posek alacha like this, in siman resh chet, seif yud gimel. Im achal perot mishivat haminim, ve'achal tapuhim, apple and grapes. En tzarich levarech al tapuhim borei nefashot. You don't have to say borei nefashot on the orange or the apple. Shegam hem bichlal birkat al ha'etz. Shegam hem peri ha'etz hem. Then it is peri ha'etz, yes. So why don't you say al ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz? It's not chashuv enough to trigger such a beracha on them. But once it has been triggered already because of something else, it is included in there. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Now, says the Chida, he comes and he says, okay, so clearly we see that al ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz includes even fruits that are not in the list of the seven fruits. So, back to our question. Somebody made a mistake, and he said, al ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz on oranges by itself. It was wrong. Yes, it was wrong. Does he have to say borei nefashot? No, he doesn't. It's a machloket acharonim. The chida is posek halacha, he doesn't have to. Because if it's included in the case that we just mentioned before, then it means that there is enough shayachut, there's enough connection, that if you did it only on that, you didn't lie. It was not levatala. That's not how you should have done it. But you didn't lie, it was not levatala. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh, he doesn't have to repeat if he made a mistake.